Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and all this month, with the reasons why we love our ACs front and center, we've explored a little of how air conditioning changes how we live with Stan Cox, researcher at the Land Institute and author of the book Losing Our Cool. We've heard from a number of you who would go without AC, at least at home. And so as Stan joins us one last time to wrap up the series, let's hear some more about why some of you do without air conditioning and how you cope during heat waves. Is the wiring in your building unable to handle it? Do you work outside? Are you seeking to minimize your carbon footprint? Call us at 212-433-WNYC and share your reasons and tips when it comes to doing without air conditioning. 212-433-9692. And welcome back one last time, Stan Cox. Hi.
Hi, Brian.
And you yourself do without air conditioning in your home in Kansas, I gather. I know you're visiting family elsewhere today, but, you know, Kansas is getting a break from the heat wave. It's only expected to get to 97.
Right. It's going to feel almost Arctic up there today.
By this summer standards. So why no AC for you? Is it about climate change?
Right. That's why for the past couple of decades since we've become more aware of climate change, I've weighed the pros and cons and found that it wasn't all that bad without it anyway. But you know, there are a lot of other reasons, that's probably the main one.
Susan from New Jersey shared one of her reasons for going without air conditioning on our Facebook page. She wrote, "There's nothing like a cool breeze on a summer's night. But so many people are hermetically sealed in their houses that they would never know how lovely it is." And she also has environmental reasons. She also wrote, "Every time you turn on the air conditioner, another acre of mountain is leveled for the coal." We're also getting tips from our listeners for people who want to live without AC, at least part of the time. Here's some. Jim Geist wrote, move out of New York City to the top of a mountain like I did in West Milford. Can feel the nice, cool mountain air with just an exhaust fan pulling the air through my home. David wrote, simple ceiling fans make even the hottest days tolerable. Mary wrote, I have AC now, but as a child without it, a spray bottle of cool water spritzing my body helped. Cold washcloth around my neck, drinking plenty of water is a must. Oh, and I had been known to sleep on the cool tile floor of the bathroom instead of my bed. Well, maybe cool, but it's a little hard. So those are some of the common things. Ceiling fans are great, aren't they?
Right, they are. And maybe it's just me, but being in a house that on a hot day is running the air conditioning, say in the low 80s, to conserve energy is one of the most oppressive feelings compared with even on a day when it's in the mid-90s, having windows open and ceiling fans going. That's a much more pleasant environment.
It figures that on a day like this, for a topic like this, we would get a caller named Winter. Winter in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Winter. Is that your real name?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. And I've actually been on your show with Nick Kristoff.
As a caller? Uh-huh. And Winter is a person who doesn't use AC in the summer?
No, I don't. I don't find it aesthetically pleasing. I think it wastes energy. So instead I take cold showers, short ones.
Many on a day like we've had recently?
One in the morning, one at night before I go to bed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling us again. And Bonnie in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I've been living in Lower Manhattan for 32 years, and I've never had AC.
And what's your reason?
I live and work in a 400-square-foot apartment.
Hmm. What's your reason?
To save money, to reduce my carbon footprint, and also aesthetically, I love feeling a breeze, feeling air.
Any tips?
You've named some. The wet hair tip, frequent baths, and also I wear a wet T-shirt on the worst days.
Thanks a lot, Bonnie. I appreciate you checking back in. Stan Cox, you wrote a piece for the Washington Post where you imagined life without air conditioning, except for hospitals and archives and cooling centers, you point out, but no business suits, offices closed on triple-digit days, siestas, and fans and paperweights galore. Is that feasible, or do you think we could get to a place where it's required?
Yeah, I think it's feasible. And one other thing that would happen there would be a complete elimination of the business suit, which, of course, has been fading away for some time, but maybe not in in D.C. I also suggested that the House and Senate meet on during hot weather, meet one day a week out under a canopy on the Capitol lawn to maybe focus their attention more on environmental issues.
By the way, I've been reminded that Winter, our previous caller, was not just a caller but a guest on this show. Now I remember who she is. She has been Nicholas Kristof's assistant, and she wrote a play about Darfur. And that's what she was on with Nick Kristof to talk about. So, Winter, forgive me for saying you were just a caller in the past. But, Tashana in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. You don't use air conditioning?
No, actually, I don't. I don't in my house. Like, on these really hot days, I tend to stay cool by hanging out on my, I have a terrace. And I take a shower, just like Winter, a quick shower in the morning, quick shower in the afternoon. If it's super sticky or hot, then I do the same thing in the middle of the day.
Thank you very much. So the tips are tending to run along the similar lines here with some of the same things coming up over and over again. Stan, before you go in our last minute, I'm curious if this, your work trying to convince people to use less air conditioning, goes along with your other work at the Land Institute, which is largely about making growing crops less reliant on fossil fuels.
Right, and that's the common, that's where they overlap, I think, is in the area of resource use, because unless you're an economist, you know that nothing can keep growing forever, and we can't keep expanding our exploitation of ecosystems and resources. And there are a lot of things we need to cut. And my reason for writing about air conditioning was to say, look, if we can't even think about giving up this, then we're going to have a really hard time thinking about reducing our resource use elsewhere.
Well, Stan Cox, it may not be what a lot of people wanted to hear in a July series, but you've made a lot of folks at least think about all the air conditioning we use. Stan Cox from the Land Institute is also the author of Losing Our Cool. Thank you very much for joining us all this month.
Thanks, Brian. It's been a very enjoyable month.
And before we end this July series, folks, we will acknowledge that air conditioning has taken some knocks. So to be fair and balanced, let's hear from the other point of view. After last week's segment, friend of our show, Sarah Vowell, emailed to recommend this comedy bit by Todd Barry.
I hated Florida. The only good thing about Florida, great air conditioning everywhere. I meet people every summer in New York who tell me they don't like air conditioning. They're like, I don't like air conditioning. It's not natural. I don't like it. And I guess I see their point, because what is air conditioning? It's just a definite solution to a problem. It's hot in here. Click. Now it's cool in here. Ooh, you're right. This does suck. You know, it reminds me of that time I was hungry and I ate that food. That satisfied feeling. Who needs that? It ain't natural. It ain't. It ain't. Hear my sophisticated voice.
Thank you, Todd Barry. Thank you, Sarah Vowell. Thank you, Stan Cox. And thanks for all your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, another hour yet to come.